shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It's a mild start this morning. I'll show you when we'll hit 80 degrees.
Plus, breaking news from overnight. The man charged in a shooting that left two Durham teenagers dead is now in jail, and we are learning of one possible connection to those boys who were shot.
And State Auditor Beth Wood will be in this Raleigh courthouse where you're looking live in just a few hours. The new charges linked to her hit-and-run case as she prepares to face a judge. A lot to tell you about on this Thursday morning. It's going to be a warm one. The warm up is here. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, spring is in the air. You can kind of feel that. You can smell it out there. It's got that great taste. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. After that rain has cleared out, 80 today, huh?
Yeah, I think a lot of folks are going to be getting a little spring fever today. We do still have some cloud cover. A little hard to see because it's dark outside, but we're starting cloudy. We are going to see some breezy conditions today. We already have a southwest wind at 11, and we'll be gusty this afternoon. But it's warm out there. Temperatures are in the mid-50s right now. In the Triangle, it's 50 in Roxboro, 52 in Rocky Mount and Goldsboro, and 54 in Southern Pines. We're starting nice and warm. Temperatures are about 5 to 10 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday. That wind out of the southwest really picks up today. It's going to be gusting up to about 25 miles per hour. That will usher in some warm temperatures. Our highs this afternoon climb up to 80 degrees by 5 o'clock. And we'll start with some cloud cover, but around lunchtime, we'll see the sun breaking out. We do have the potential for some showers over a small part of the weekend. We'll walk through the timeline for that coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. We have breaking news. The 18-year-old charged with shooting three teenagers in Durham was booked into jail overnight. Michael Grace drove the WRAL Breaking News Tracker to the Durham County Detention Facility. Michael, he's expected to be in court today.
Yeah, Jorge Benitez Mendoza expected to appear before a judge this morning. Right now, we're still working to find out what time in the morning that is going to be at, but we do know he was booked here just after 10:30 last night. We've also learned from the Durham Public Schools that Benitez Mendoza was last enrolled as a ninth grader at Riverside High as of June 2022. That's the same high school as Angel Canales, who was one of the teens killed. The other teen was Osmar Benagas. Now, a third teen who has not been identified is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. All three only 16 years old. Now, police say the shooting happened Tuesday night. It took them hours to find the two teens who were killed in the woods near Brogdon Middle School. This makes at least 11 people under the age of 18 shot in Durham so far this year. The two victims killed yesterday, the youngest. Live in Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
WRAL will also be in court as State Auditor Beth Wood faces a judge today on hit-and-run charges. This comes as the charges are filed against two others now linked to that crash. WRAL's Naya Harden is tracking these developments, and she joins us now from the courthouse in Raleigh. Naya, good morning.
Good morning. Today, Wood's hearing is going to involve a misdemeanor connected to the crash back in December. She's accused of a hit and run that damaged property. She also faces unlawful movement charge. Now, two men have been charged with misdemeanors connected to the December crash. 26-year-old Jonah Mendes has been charged with obstructing justice and passenger failure to give information. 29-year-old Ryan McGirt is charged with obstructing justice and accessory after the fact. Public records state McGirt drove her away from the scene. Mendes is accused of failing to report the crash. WRAL News has repeatedly asked Wood and her attorney if Wood had been drinking the night of the crash. So far, they have not answered that. The hearing is going to be at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Breaking this morning, sources tell the NBC News affiliate in Denver that the student accused of carrying out a school shooting is dead. Those sources say 17-year-old Austin Lyle killed himself in a wooded area about 50 miles outside the city. He was wanted for attempted murder after the shooting at East High School yesterday morning. Police say administrators were searching Lyle for weapons as part of a safety plan when he pulled out a gun and shot two of them. One was taken into surgery for life-threatening injuries. The other adult was also seriously hurt. Classes at the school are canceled for the rest of the week.
The man accused of hitting and killing an 11-year-old girl during the Raleigh Christmas parade now faces charges of involuntary manslaughter. 20-year-old Landon Glass is already charged with misdemeanor death by motor vehicle, reckless driving, and several other charges. A grand jury handed up the manslaughter charge Monday. Prosecutors say Glass lost control of his pickup truck during the parade back in November and hit Haley Brooks. She later died. Warrants show improper brakes caused the crash. Glass is set to appear in court March 29th.
There's just one more vote needed before Medicaid expansion reaches Governor Cooper's desk. And it's expected to happen today at the General Assembly, where you're looking live right now. The State House is set to give the bill final approval. Governor Cooper has said he will sign it into law. The multi-billion dollar program would bring health care coverage to hundreds of thousands more North Carolinians. Our state would be the 40th to sign off on Medicaid expansion. Before it can take effect, though, state leaders will have to pass a new state budget.
President Biden, meantime, will mark another big health care milestone, marking 13 years since the Affordable Care Act was signed into law. He'll have an event at the White House for that. The program included the Medicaid expansion that our state lawmakers are voting on now. Recent research shows it has cut the number of uninsured Americans by more than half.
As former President Donald Trump anticipates charges against him in a hush money case, he's facing a setback in a separate court battle. A federal appeals court just ruled that one of Trump's lawyers, Evan Corcoran, must turn over documents to a grand jury and testify as soon as tomorrow. That grand jury is investigating Trump's handling of classified material. Corcoran told the federal government last year there had been a diligent search for classified documents at Trump's Florida estate. FBI agents later found hundreds of files there.
Separately, Renee, we could find out today if an indictment will be filed against Trump. The grand jury investigating hush money payments made to adult film actor Stormy Daniels did not end up meeting yesterday, and those proceedings are carried out in secret, so the timing on any charges is not clear. Trump had previously claimed without evidence he would be indicted Tuesday.
A group working to make Orange County schools safer will work on making recommendations today. The 18-member School Safety Task Force is holding its second ever meeting. The group includes law enforcement officers, students, and representatives from the county's two school systems. It was created in response to a demonstration by members of the far-right group, the Proud Boys, who disrupted a school board meeting in 2021.
New rules take effect today for anyone going to Duke Health. You'll no longer need a mask to enter the main public areas of the hospitals. That applies to patients and visitors. Keep in mind, masks, though, are still required in patient rooms, exam rooms, and inpatient care units.
We're expecting a big announcement this afternoon about the future of St. Augustine's University's football program. St. Aug is planning to share who will take over the program as head coach at 2 p.m. The university says its pick is no stranger to the Triangle and played for UNC in the 1980s and the NFL. Former head coach David Bowser resigned earlier this year without giving an exact reason. We'll be watching today's announcement and let you know who it is.
Final 16 for the men's NCAA tournament starts tonight, and this year's lineup, pretty unusual. Defending champ Kansas is gone. In fact, none of the teams left have won any of the last seven national titles. We'll have a new one here. None of our local teams are in the Final 16, and only one is representing the ACC, the Miami Hurricanes. On the women's side, the last 16 matchups start tomorrow.
Scammers are trying a new tactic in our area, impersonating police.
Brazen. And it's just showing, you know, how desperate individuals are getting.
Still ahead, how a single call managed to fool one woman into handing over thousands of dollars.
Plus, we get answers about a drug-resistant fungus that is spreading quickly across the country, including here in North Carolina.
And we are tracking that big warm-up headed our way as you look live at Lewisburg. Your seven-day forecast is next.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. It's a nice quiet start out there this morning. Nice and mild, but it is cloudy. As we get closer to lunchtime, we'll start to see the skies clearing. It's a nice warm start out there this morning. And yesterday's rain is out of here. 52 in Lewisburg. It's 55 in Fayetteville, 52 in South Hill, 52 degrees in Goldsboro. So feeling warm. Our temperatures are above normal for our mornings and will be above normal for our afternoon highs too. Our normal high is in the mid 60s. We'll see temperatures climbing up to nearly 80 degrees this afternoon. We're going to hold it in the 50s for a while. By lunchtime, we climb into the mid-60s. So we're going to see a big jump this afternoon. We'll be in the 50s for much of the morning because of the cloud cover. But again, once those clouds break up, it'll be a quick warm up to nearly 80 degrees. I'll show you how close we'll be to a record tomorrow coming up.
The search is on this morning for the person running a scam impersonating Apex police. Officers say they learned about the scam yesterday morning when a woman called on behalf of her elderly mother. She said her mother received a call from someone at the Apex Police Department identifying himself as Deputy Chief McKinney. The phone number from the scammer was calling from matched Apex Police. The scammer said he was serving a warrant and directed the woman to withdraw a large sum of money, which she did. She lost thousands of dollars.
It's brazen. And it's just showing, you know, how desperate individuals are getting to take advantage of some of our most vulnerable people in our communities. And that's the unfortunate part.
Remember, police will never call you and ask for money. They will show up to serve warrants directly.
A drug-resistant fungus is spreading across the U.S., and the number of cases is growing in North Carolina. WRAL has confirmed at least 5 reported cases in our state. This fungus is known as Candida auris. It spreads easily in healthcare settings and can be deadly in people who are already very sick. Doctors say healthy people are not at risk. State leaders say they are working with healthcare facilities to stem its spread.
2 more deaths are being linked to a recall of eye drops tainted with drug-resistant bacteria. We've been telling you about these recalls over the last few months. The most commonly reported brands were EzraCare and Deslam Pharma. As of this morning, at least 68 people have developed infections from the eye drops. 3 have died. 8 people lost their vision. The CDC says you should get rid of these eye drops if you have them at home.
Happening right now in the WRAL Live Center. Protests are happening again today for a 9th day in France after President Emmanuel Macron doubled down on a pension reform bill that would raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Again, this is the 9th day of protesting here. Riot police were in the streets clashing with demonstrators. Train services were even disrupted. Some schools were forced to close down because of these riots. Macron narrowly survived no confidence votes earlier this week over this controversial reform.
Michelle, thanks. An effort to prevent dangerous encounters between people with autism and police could take a big step forward today. The North Carolina House is set to vote on a bill to change driver's licenses. It would add a designation on the license for people with autism. The goal is to help officers better understand their interactions with drivers and avoid confrontations.
Go Triangle is starting a conversation today about a rise in bus riders who are experiencing homelessness. The transit agency is holding a discussion from 8 to 10 this morning at the Go Triangle Plaza building in Durham. Leaders say they have seen more riders like this since Go Triangle ended fares during the pandemic. The goal of discussions like these are to address what's happening and support those who don't have a place to live.
The National Weather Service is explaining why no warning was given before a tornado spun up near Los Angeles. It touched down in the suburb of Montebello yesterday morning. It tore parts of the roofs off several industrial buildings. The NWS says it spun up too quickly for meteorologists to detect it ahead of time. It is only the 4th tornado to touch down in Los Angeles County since 2007.
Some people just up the coast from L.A. are working to clean up after tornado damage in their community. The National Weather Service says a tornado touched down Tuesday right near Santa Barbara. More than 25 homes in a mobile home community were damaged.
Within a few seconds, my carport disappeared. I turned to go in the house. A piece of it hit me in the face. Luckily, it was a flat piece. Didn't cut me. And we went outside. It was gone.
National Weather Service says winds reached 75 miles per hour. Just look at the sights of some of that. Elizabeth Gardner in our WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. And I understand just from reports, Elizabeth, that's an oddity there, a tornado, Santa Barbara, that part of California.
Very much so. Really, almost any part of California. You really don't get into tornado country until you get on our side of the Rockies, so in the plains. So all of the western part of the country, it's very rare for them to see a tornado. But of course, we've had that very rare winter. Hopefully, it's not going to become more common that we see such active weather there, especially in Central and Southern California. For us, of course, we're used to active weather in the spring. I'm tracking it. Our next front that comes in on Saturday right now. Looks like we could see a few isolated storms. It doesn't look like we have a huge risk for severe weather. 54 is our temperature right now. We're going to hold it in the 50s for a while because our skies are going to be cloudy to start with this morning. Closer to lunchtime, we see a little bit more sunshine that will warm us up. But right now, it's 55 in Fayetteville, 51 in Rocky Mount, and 50 degrees in Roxboro. So it's a pleasant start out there this morning, nice and mild. It's going to be a breezy afternoon. Our winds will come southwesterly and start to gust this afternoon about 20 to 25 miles per hour. Steady winds, it'll be at about 15. That's going to help to push in some of the warmer air that's down to the south. So we'll hit 80 degrees today and then 88 tomorrow. Saturday, still mild at 81 degrees. We do have a chance of some afternoon thunderstorms and showers, and we'll talk more about that in just a little bit. Hey, now we're getting into that season where, you know, like the beginning of the hurricane season, it's great to do some tailgating. The end of the season, great for tailgating. At 6 o'clock tonight, 78 degrees as you're leaving the PNC Arena, 68 degrees. So a very, very warm evening for us and great weather for tailgating. Let's talk about some of these records for tomorrow. We're forecasting 88. The previous record was 88. And then in Fayetteville, we're forecasting 88, and the previous record was 87. So probably some records are going to fall tomorrow with these very warm temperatures. We're going to warm up so much because our wind is going to be coming from the south. We have a high-pressure system sitting offshore that has reversed our wind. And so you can see that coming out of the southwest as we get through the afternoon. And those arrows just continue to move faster and faster. That means the wind will be stronger. Interesting for tomorrow, we'll actually have a front that dips down to the Virginia line. And that may cool conditions off up near the Virginia line, but everybody else is going to be really warm for tomorrow and through the weekend. But we look ahead toward next weekend, and it looks like we may see temperatures closer to normal. The warmer air slips down to the south, but the coldest air stays to the north. Our temperatures normal this time of year, it's going to be in the mid-60s. So we're going to see those temperatures falling next week, and you can see that 64 Tuesday, 63 on Wednesday. So these 80s do move in for the next 4 days, but after that, we're back to a bit of reality. Definitely looking at some wetter periods as well, looking at Saturday and then again on Monday and Tuesday. We'll talk about how much rain we'll see in the next 7 days coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. One of the most recognizable muscle cars in the world is going out of commission. And up next, how much longer the Chevy Camaro will be sold and what could replace it in the years ahead.
Then ahead in our next half hour, how police say a man carrying a gun on the campus of Clayton Middle School was caught. More than 5,200 members of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated are gathering in Raleigh today. The historically African-American service organization is holding its 70th regional conference at the Raleigh Convention Center. Members plan to take part in a community service project, providing thousands of essential supplies to five local long-term care facilities. Governor Cooper will be there to speak as well. Tonight's kickoff event starts at 7 and it is open to the public.
A special group of students is now ready to serve up your coffee with dedication and a smile. Visually impaired, but training through Wake Tech has them ready for the challenge. And WRL's Deborah Morgan shows us now the students are proving they can overcome obstacles.
Ripping paper, that's right.
Ripping paper.
Ripping paper. It's the sound that helps these budding baristas know when the milk is properly steamed. A Wake Tech program teamed up with visually impaired students from the Governor Moorhead School for this six-week program.
It's been really amazing just to see them progress and really just be excited about coming to class every day.
Charlie Webb spent 23 years serving up these beverages. Now he trains students how to succeed despite their limitations. Braille labels help.
The double cup, what we have seen is incredible. I mean, they have figured it out.
Thank you so much.
These students find their best fit in the process, including service with a smile.
Actually, I think we can learn from them.
Matt and Colleen Gross own Nora Coffee in Raleigh and came to see these students in action.
It was great that they were thinking about it as a business, as an interaction, and not just as how do I make a cup of coffee.
And they found something that's interesting to them and is a passion for them, and that's 90% of the game.
This is their graduation day, ready to find their place in the hospitality industry.
Don't know what else is in store, but whatever it is, I'm ready for it.
So I'm hoping I can work at Scooter's Cafe in my small hometown of Cherryville, North Carolina.
The students and their teachers hope employers recognize their potential and their will to succeed.
The restaurant industry is struggling for good quality help. Here it is. So give them an opportunity.
And some of the Governor Moorhead School students are part of the school's entrepreneurship program with the hope that they can even own and operate their own cafe business. Governor Moorhead School also plans to have their own cafe where students can practice those skills.
And there are a lot of coffee shops in our area focused on special needs employment. Esteemed Coffee is on Academy Street in Cary. The shop provides job opportunities to people with various disabilities. One of its founders has lived with a visual impairment for 30 years.
One of the most well-known muscle cars is about to be discontinued. General Motors will announce that it'll retire its Chevy Camaro models next year. The move comes as GM switches to an all-electric lineup. To mark the end of the Camaro's production, the company will release a collector's edition package paying tribute to the model's first generation dating back to the 1960s. Experts say if the Camaro comes back, it will likely be as an electric vehicle.
Ooh, many of them would be.
It'd be very different, yes. Though, you know, without that that sound, because the electric sound is quite different than the muscle cars.
Revving, you know? Okay, of the engine. Yeah. But the look of it, I love the look of the Camaro.
Pretty
I hope
cool.
they bring
it's
it
classic.
Back at some point. Classic. A strand of hair is providing new clues into the life of legendary composer Ludwig van Beethoven. Ahead at 5, what it's revealing about his last month alive and a possible family scandal.
Plus, the CEO of TikTok prepares to sit in the hot seat as lawmakers weigh whether to ban the popular app nationwide.
And the last remaining steps to expand Medicaid for hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians and why could hinge on a separate agreement over your tax dollars.